One of the big challenges, and it'd be three maps, and I'll sort of jump right ahead, is how you represent the visual area. And so one of the key things that's being used is area coding, meaning the size of an area is to indicate this is the largest. And depending on how you decide to represent the visual area in terms of, how wide you make it and how high you make it, that will affect the overall shape. So here in the very middle, we have two rectangles in gray, and next to it, the question which has the bigger area. And that's not actually a very easy comparison to do visually. And it's much better if you have, especially when you have these what are called shapes with a very long thing aspect ratio, the area can be very difficult to estimate. So in terms of the how to represent the nodes of a hierarchical tree, that poses a challenge. And I'll in the next slide I'll address this in more detail. We've already alluded to the fact if we have some type of nesting, like a border around an area that contains a subtree, it makes it easier to sort of see the structure, to have it stand out. And I'll show you some examples how shading information can even help with that task of being able to see